Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The sixth week of the 2020 regular legislative session has passed. The deadline for making requests for general bills and constitutional amendments to be drafted has passed also. The deadline for committees to report general bills and constitutional amendments originated in own House is Tuesday, March the 3rd, 2020. House Chamber passes County Purchasing Law, House Bill 494. On Wednesday, February 13th, the House Chamber passed House Bill 494 by a vote of 110-8. This measure increases from $1,500 to $2,000 regarding the maximum amount at an item or service purchased by a county that shall not require a requisition, purchase order, or receiving report. Note: this measure will now head to the Senate Chamber for consideration. In addition, this is also an MAS proposal item. First Responders Health and Safety Act, revisited and passed out of First Committee, Senate Bill 2302. The First Responders Health and Safety Act was a new law passed in 2019 that mandated local governments to pay for a cancer benefits policy for first responders as defined by the law. The law defined first responders as firefighters and law enforcement officers. The mandate does not take effect until 2021. When the First Responders Health and Safety Act of 2019 passed last year, MAS was informed that the state will provide funding for the premiums at the local government level through legislation in the 2020 regular legislative session. Senate Bill 2302 is that funding bill. Senate Bill 2302 creates a fund entitled the Mississippi First Responders Health and Safety Trust Fund. This fund provides funding assistance to local governments in paying for the premiums of the mandate cancer policies. In addition, this measure also creates a continuous revenue stream for the Rural Fire Truck Funding Program. This measure is double referred to the Senate Insurance Committee and the Senate Accountability, Efficiency, and Transparency Committee. Note, this measure has already passed out of the Senate Insurance Committee. It is vital that MAS members contact their local senators and request that Senate Bill 2302 be brought up for consideration to be passed out of the Accountability, Efficiency, and Transparency Committee. Upcoming regional capital visits. The first of 10 county capital visits begins with the Southwest Planning and Development District on Wednesday, February the 19th, 2020. Supervisors will meet with the MAS staff on the first floor of the Capitol at 9 a.m. Staff will then direct the members to a meeting room space to discuss the legislation business of the day. This concludes this week's MAS MS Supervisors Podcast Legislative Update. The House and Senate will meet on Monday at 4 p.m. next week. Thank you.